any kinds of clubs or churches here?
Yes, quite a few. Okay, I'll begin. I belong to the local Masonic group, the Order of the Eastern Star, the Scottish Rite Mason group, York Rite, Shrine. I belong to the local Shrine Club, the Methodist Church, American Legion, Rotary Club. Just a few of them.
Somebody takes up pretty good
list.
Yeah,
it does.
And you mentioned that you had you lived all your life in Florida.
Yes.
Did you ever travel very much?
Quite a bit.
Can you tell me about some of the places you
came from? Yes.
All right.
Every summer, my wife in the South and my daughter, when she was real small, we'd go camping every summer. And we've camped in all the northeastern states in Canada. And especially one summer, we had a wonderful time in Quebec. We went up around the Gaspé Peninsula and camped along there for about 2 weeks, where they speak French. And it was just like being in a foreign country. Also, we've spent a lot of time camping near Washington, D.C., and going into town view all the historical things there, Williamsburg, all the battlefields between here and, all over. We both like history. We've taken a lot of pictures and slides and, things we've seen along the way.
Mm-hmm.
We've kept those. Also, we use those in teaching a lot of times, too.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the other states? You mentioned you've been in Washington, D.C. in the southeast that you traveled in.
Oh, well, all the northern states. Now, especially now, my wife is from Minnesota. And we used to go up to Minneapolis to visit her people occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been up in the northern part of Minnesota fishing, up there, those lakes way up to the north and near Canada and through there.
And what about in the southeast?
Oh yes, I've been to all the states in the southeast. And we especially like to go to New Orleans, Louisiana,
mm-hmm.
where we enjoy the food, the French food. We like to cook, and we enjoy getting new recipes, that sort of thing.
You mentioned your wife and your children. How many children do you
have? I have one daughter. She's 22 years old. She's a teacher. My wife is an elementary school principal.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Now, you mentioned that your wife is a principal. Can you tell us something about her education?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Her education is very similar to mine. She went to the University of Florida for 2 years and then transferred to Florida State University and had a degree in psychology. Went back and got herself certified to become a teacher. That's when she met me. Turned off.
Let's see, you were telling me about your wife, I believe. You said that she was...
Oh, yes, she's from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I've been there several times. I've been fishing up near the northern part of Minnesota.
We talked about some of the places you've traveled.
I've been to Chicago, Illinois.
If you travel in any of the states just north of Florida?
Yes, Georgia.
What about some Georgia? What's on the city?
Oh, Atlanta, Georgia, and Savannah. We enjoy Savannah because of the waterfront like we have here,
mm-hmm.
and the old town, all the restoration that goes on there.
Mm-hmm.
Columbus, Georgia, to the north of us on the river. I've been there too.
What about in states that border on Georgia?
Tennessee, yes. I went to school there 1 year.
Whereabouts?
Cookeville, Tennessee, up in the hills.
Tennessee Tech. I had some friends who go there. In fact, I go to UT in Knoxville.
Right.
About 100 miles away.
Right. Mm-hmm. That was Tennessee Tech, Cookeville, Tennessee.
What are some of the cities in Tennessee that you were?
Well, Knoxville, of course. And then it was Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to have to wait over there. This place I call the Heap Long Wait Place. I had to wait a long time there.